There we go. Okay, so first of all, Hannes Sameach. Nice to see everyone. Yeah, so we're gonna try to figure out exactly why do we fast on Tammuz Hester, right? It's a bit unclear, right? So, Tammuz Hester, right? Where's the makar for it, right? Why do we fast? What's it lezecher of, and sort of what's its basis? And then again, the nature of the fast. Right? Can you say to somebody, Tanis Esther Sameach, it's fasting, right? Normally you don't, I don't know, go around giving everybody high fives on a fast day. So let's begin. We'll see. Yeah. So, the sort of the first mention of Tanis Esther, is in the very beginning of Megillah, maybe. Megillah Nikra's Ba'chadasar. You can read the Megillah in the small towns where you wouldn't necessarily get a minyan, so you're allowed to do it early. How early? All the way up to the 11th of Adar, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. Right? Lo pachus lo yod. Okay. So Gemara says Hechor Miza Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Amar Kra LeKayim Yimei HaPurim HaEileh BeZmanehen. Right? It says in the end of the Megillah that we should claim the Yimei Purim Elu Bizmanehem, in their days, right, in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lahem. There are many zmanim, right? Zmanehem is plural. And because it's plural, it means Zmanim harbe tiknu lahem, right? You can mekayim Yimei Purim, in this case, talking about the Megillah, on several different days. Okay. Ima, Zmanim tuva. Okay. May say however many you want. So Zmanehem, dumya dizmanam. Mazmanam trey, afmanehem trey. So it's only two. They get two extra days. You have Yudalit and Yud and Tesvav are Purim and Shushan Purim, right? Then you get two more. What's the problem? We listed five, right? We said Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. It's five, right? So Yud Aleph, Tesvav are taken care of, and two more are taken care of. Ima Tresar Utlesar, right? Only the 13th and the 12th. But the 11th, the 5th shouldn't be in there. And Zerizki the Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Shlosasar Zman Kihila Lakohu. But Lotzar Echler the 13th is so obvious, that's Zman Kihila Lakohu, and therefore it's obvious, and you don't have to count it at all. And it's obvious that you could read Megillah on the 13th. So when the Pasuk tells us Zmanehem, which is a plus two, obviously that goes on the 11th and the 12th, not on the 13th, because the 13th is obvious, okay? So 14 and 15 are Purim Shushan Purim. The 13th is Yom Kihilul Lakol, and therefore, and we have a plus two, so we go, all, you allow you to go all the way back to the 11th and the 12th. Hachanami Shloshasar Zman Kihilul Lakolhi Lo Tzarech L'Rabbi. Okay. Says, what does that mean? That says, Zman Kihila Lakol. So says Rashi, Zman Kihila Lakohi, Hakol Nikalu Lihina Keme Oivehem, Bein Beshushan, Bein Beshar Mekomos. Yemo Shakazam. When did they actually do all the fighting? Right? The majority of the fighting was on the 13th. They celebrated on the 14th, but they fought on the 13th. Right? Ilkach, Lo tzarech kra l'rabuye sheyehei ra'oi l'kriya de'ikar hanis bo hayo. Right? So Rashi says, oh, okay, that's not so crazy, right? The 13th is when the actual main part of the nes happened, right? That's when the actual nitzachon and the milchama happened, and they fought their enemies, and they won. Right? Hilkach lo tzarech kra l'rabuye sheyehei ra'oi l'kriya de'ikar hanis bo hayo. So that's one explanation, which right, is fine in and of itself. It sort of makes sense. Then the question becomes, at least according to Rashi, right? Why not? Like, why don't we do anything then? If that's like Zman Ikar Hanes, then like, why don't we celebrate something? Why don't we have like I don't know, a toast, like a commemorative toast? Someone should clap on the bima and say, just so you know, no tachanun today because it's the 13th. right? Something along those lines. Okay, sorry. So Rashi though explains, right? You can read the Megillah on the 13th because Zman Ki Hila Lakol, it's when they actually had the Mocham. Says the Ran. Gemara Hechel Nisa. This fact, if they read the Megillah earlier in the small towns, the rabbis Yud Aleph Yud Bet, about Yud Gimel Amrina B'Gemara Delot Zarech Krad Yom Gimel Zman Kila Lakoha. Upirish Rashi Zman Melchama Lakol Lakach Lo Zarech Krad. Right, that's when there was the Melchama, and therefore it doesn't actually need a pasuk because that's when the actual main days happen. Kashle Le Rabbi Yaakov. The Havalei LeMeimar Zman Melchama Lakol. Says, well, I don't get it. That's not Zman Kihila Lakol. That's Zman Melchama Lakol. Right. Venerally, the Hachi Pevusha. Zman Kihila Lakoli Sharei Bis Asheb Yachvad LeTanis Esther. Right. The Havalei Biyom Yud Gimel. Right. They all came together. It's when we say it's Yom Kihila Lakol. It's a Yom Kippur call because everyone gets together and fasts Tanis Esther. And since we're fasting Tanis Esther, they can already read the Megillah. Right? Okay, we're going to look at the Shiltos inside in a moment. Okay, but it says basically two things. It's, why can you read the Megillah on Yud Gimel? Because it's Tanis Esther. Why do we do Tanis Esther? Because they fasted, right? That's when they fasted, before they actually fought, right? You're about to go to war. You're about to go to war against all the, the people who, the anti-Semites who hate you. So, you need Rachamim, right? You need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you out. Right, Shaboni Kalula Modal Nafsham, Bahayu Tsrichim Rachamim, so they fasted. The Chim Latinu Be Moshe, Sha'asa Tanis Kishanilcham Ba'amalek. Omikan Yal Rabin Yaakov, Shish Sa'ad Latanis Esther Shanu Osim, Begid Gimel Chodesh, Kamosha Asu, Ayuhudim Kishamdu Li Kav Lamoral Nafsham, Begid Gimel Chodesh Adar, Bechom Tavu Lomatinu Lo Sa'ad. Even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it says this Gemara, right, that Zman Kila Lakol is Gufa the Makor. Hey, Masha Anu Makdimen Atanis Liyom Chamishi Keshachol Purim Yom Aleph Velo Avdinan Le Erev Shabbos Davarzen Nimtza B'Tshuvas HaGaonim. Here's another question. He's asked another question. This is also an important issue. We're Makdim Tanis Esther to Thursday when Purim falls out on Sunday. Right? If Purim's on Sunday, so you can't fast on Shabbos, so you have to push it. So what do? You have to push it off. So what we do is we push it earlier to Thursday. Okay? And we don't do it Erev Shabbos. Nimtza B'Tshuvas HaGaonim, Kufi She'Ragilim, B'Tanis Lomar Slichos, V'Tachanunim, and that's Eiv Shalas Erev Shabbos, Shelo Yuchal L'Trach, B'Tanis Shabbos, U'Mesechet Sofer, Nimtza Sharbosidu, She'Bemarav, Mis'anin Ba'adar, Shalosh Tanios, to Esther. Interesting. In Mesechet Sofrim, we have that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to fast three tanios, zecher la'aster. So he mentions that the Maseches Sofrim has a different explanation of Tanis Esther. They would actually fast three separate days. And they would do it in Adar, because they didn't want to do it in Nisan. Right? And because zecher to the fast that Esther did. Okay, so far right now we have basically two, or three really, three options how to look at Yud Gimel, and two of how to look at Tanis Esther. Right? Rashi says, it's zecher l'neis, that's the day when the actual neis happened. The She'ilto says, and we'll read it again inside in a moment, that it's based on the fact that before the Melchama, you have a tainus, you have a fast, you have tefillah to Hashem, right? So this is zecher to that. And Maseches Sofrim, it says zecher to the leich knozes kolayah yehudim v'tzumu alai gimel yamin, right? Esther asks Mordechai to have a communal fast for 3 days before she goes to Achashverosh. So parallel to that, was they that even though that was in Nisan and Tiferes Esther is in, right, is Yigimel Adar, they didn't want to do it in Nisan because Nisan's Chodesh HaGu'ula, so they put it in at some point during Adar. Yeah, Ari.
Is this a machloka mitzvah between Rashi and the other two opinions? Like, does Rashi just think that they were already fighting on the 13th, whereas the other opinions think that they were fasting, or is there something more there?
No, it's definitely not. I don't think it's machloka mitzvah. I mean, the Ran is trying to say that because they're fighting, clearly they're fasting. Rashi doesn't mention fasting, right? Rashi's just trying to explain why it's a zman kila lakol. The Ran is saying, oh, it's zman kila lakol because it's Tainus Esther. Why do we have Tainus Esther? Because when they were fighting, right, before you fight, you fast. And then he brings proof from Moshe and the Milchama with Amal. Right? But I think you're right. There's something, I don't know if it's, let me say, a big, like the, we, how much to put in that machlokas nekudati, right? But definitely there's a big difference whether where Tainus Esther is coming from. Right? According to Rashi, you can't necessarily, I don't know how much you connect it to Tainus Esther, although maybe we'll see at the end. But for the Ran, right, we're trying to say that, you know, Tainus Esther comes from the fasting before the Milchama. Right? That's the Shiltos. About Tainus, being Krachim, being Kvarim, being Ayaros, Kulam Misanim Bishlosha Asarbad. The Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Shlosha Asar Zman Kihila Lakohi, Shemar Bashar Yehudim Asher Bidinus Amelech, Nikalu Bandu Amash, Shabiyo Shlosha Asar Chodesh Adar, My Kihila Yom Tainus. My Yom HaKnisa, Shemachnisim Ba'ob Yosha B'Tainus, U Mvakshim Rachamim, Kishchol Shlosha Zulim B'Shavas Makindimim. My Yosha B'Chamishim B'Shavas B'Tainus. Shu Yom Echav Sarba'adar, Mesh Asu L'Sanos B'Arab Shavas Me'atar. So again, according to the Shultos and the Ran, why we have Tainus Esther? Because of the Mochama, and before the Mochama, right, you need to Mvakish Rachamim, you need to be Yosha B'Tainus, and ask for success. And therefore, that's what we do. We do this tainus before Purim, right? Zecha to that. Okay, fine. Right again, though. So, right, what is tainus Esther? Okay, number one, right? According to the Shotos, or according to Masechet Sofrim, whether it's keneged the tainus that Esther fasted, or it's keneged the fast that everyone fasted before the Mochama, sort of what is it? What's its status? What's its significance? Is it just, okay, we have other fast days, right? So we have another fast day. So let's look. Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis says the following. Yish sham yamin, shekol yisrael mis'anin behem mipnei atzaros, she'iru behem, kidei la'orer ha'levavos v'leftoach darkei ha'tshuva. Right? It basically, it's to know where you to get to do tshuva. Right? So also remember that, you know, our forefathers have sinned and suffered for it, and therefore we should remember that also. We should do tshuva for our sins. Right? And these are them. Shlishi b'tishrei, right? Tzom Gedalia. Siri b'teves, Sar b'teves, right? Shivasa b'tamuz. And Tisha B'Av. Okay? The Arba Yimei HaTzomos Ha'ilu, these four, they're Mefurash B'Kabbalah, these are Tzom Arvi, Tzom HaMish, right? Tzom Arvi, blah, 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 blah. And then the Rambam says something interesting. Now, then he says, V'Nagu Kol Yisrael B'Zmanim Ha'ilu, right? We're all knowing, L'Sanos B'Shlosha Asar Ba'adar Zecher L'Tanis Hitanu B'Mei Haman. Shenemar Divrei HaTzomot V'Zakatam. V'imchal shlosha asar ba'adar lios b'shabbos makdimin u'misanim b'chamishi shihu achar asar aval echa'ad me'atomo shachal lios b'shabbos dochen asol achar shabbos. The Rambam puts in a very strange relationship between Tainus Esther and the other tzomos. Okay? On the one hand, right, he sort of lifts it in the same list. On the other hand, he goes out of his way to say there are these four and then there's this other one. Right? He says, there are these four Tanesim, which are because of the Tzaros v'chule. And then, V'nagu kol Nisrael b'zman me'ilu l'sanos b'shlosha asa ba'adar zecher l'tanesh l'sanu b'mei hama. Okay? Also, why does he call it Yimei Haman? Right? That's also strange. That's a little bit interesting. I think, why would he have to focus on Haman? So I think it's because if in the context here, he's trying to talk about the fact that Somos are Zecher to the Tsaros. She'iru behen kidei le'orer halavavos. Right? So, if it's not, it has to be that it's Bizman Haman, right? When Haman was around, and Haman was a bad dude and he was causing us all this trouble, right? It can't be Zecher to when Mordechai and Esther squished him, because then that's not Zecher to any Tsaros. Right? What's the problem then, though? So, I'm just gonna. Here. So the Gemara in Megillah talks about Tanios in general, and it says, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we are ma'acharim, we push it off to Sunday. Why do we push off Tisha B'Av to Sunday? Right? Ma'acharim v'lo makdiminan, akadumi peronisa lo makdiminan, right? Tisha B'Av is sad, right? And we don't want to be, we don't pull up and do, you know, we don't try to be sad earlier. Right? You don't pull Puranos earlier. You want to push off bad things as much as possible. When it comes to Tanis Esther, what do? We pull it earlier, right? We're Makdimin, as opposed to the other Arba Yimei Atzomo Shechalios B'Shabbos, which were Doche, right? So this leaves us in a bit of a conundrum. On the one hand, the Rambam says that it's a tzom. He emphasizes the fact that it's zecher to the tzomos that Esther instituted when she was going to Achashverosh with Bimei Haman, when Haman was being Tsar Aleihem, right? Dafka kineged mipnei hatzaros. On the other hand, right, we're saying that b'Shabbos were makdimin, and we pushed it up earlier. That's number one. Number two, he says it's vinahagu, he says it's a minhag, but then he quotes a pasuk, right, of, that's called tokef, right, that's the words that the Gemara was talking about before, right, so, sounds like, right, ageable, they're Mekayim, these Divrei Hatzomos, Viza Akatan. Okay, so I think, answer's wrong. What is the Divrei Hatzomos, Viza Akatan? At least according to the Rambam. It's just like when Esther told Mordechai, Lech Knosis Kola Yehudim, right? Gather up all the Jews together. And then they fasted before she went to Achashverosh, right? They were Mekayim then. Now, that was Bizman Haman. What's the problem? Right, that was a chakir that was mechayiv them all to do it. Right? There's a pasuk that right says that they were mekakiyim aleihem. It's not nahagu, it's midivrei sofer, or midivrei kabbalah, right? Kasher kiyim aleihem Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther HaMalkah kiyimu al nafsham divrei hatzomot v'zakatam. What happened to Haman though? Right, they won, they squished him. He's gone. Right? So I think the answer is that on the one hand, right, the tzom, original tzom of Esther was the Zman Tzar, right, of Haman oppressing them, right? But now they were victorious, right? And they defeated him. So they're not chayv to fast anymore, right? But we're nohig to still do it. Okay? And that is, now brings us to the question of, so on the one hand, it's clear that the Rambam thinks, by the way, that it's keneged, the fast of Esther herself, Esther and the Klal Yisrael before she goes to the Melech. But then the question is, if it's keneged the Tsar and the Tsar is gone, right, and it was turned out to huge victory, so why are we fasting with Zichro? And why, and right, so then why are we knowing it? Okay. That's another question. Okay, and now let's do one more. One more question, okay? Should this inside? No, let's do it outside. We'll do it inside. Linyan halacha, mashma vadid, kind of like Rabbi Yochanan, not so important in the context. We're talking about Megillas Tainis. When are you allowed to fast? We have a rule that you're not allowed to fast the day before a day which appears in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a list of days of like happy days that, you know, you're not allowed to fast on. And not allowed to give hespedim on, because of all sorts of wonderful things that happened to them. But after Churban Abayis, right, those victories were no longer relevant, right? Batlaha nitzachon, batlaha, you know, Garis Tainis, Megillas Tainis, and therefore, we go back and you're allowed to fast on it, except Hanukkah and Purim, right? Lesser betainis and shalafanav, how can we fast the day before Purim if it's in Megillas Tainis and you're not allowed to fast the day before a day in Megillas Tainis, right? The avogad the batla beginis tainis a kaimalan chanukah Purim lo batla umashma filu b'shnehem lo batla, and you're not allowed to fast the day before Purim or Chanukah, right? Viko elu atuus and im b'nei chamisha asar hashem l'sanos b'yom arbasar d'ha mina yom arbasar b'yom chamisha asar. You may perm inun, the low sanus ben below in this one ben. But Rabbi, let's go to the last or all Zeb shows that. My the kind of line perm low papa, Megillas Tainis, Haini, last or shows that is Zeb. So the Ran gives the answer. He says, ah, no, really it is Batel, but Purim and Hanukkah, they have a special din that are Purim, you can't fast on the 14th if you're a Tesvavka. Ava Haraibiza Omer, Ava Pisha Batel Megillas Tainis, you can't be gozer tainus on the tzibor. But the leinian mutarin behespe in machshav al tainus vada inu aser adraba to be ikar hatakana. He says, oh, tainus Esther is be ikar hatakana, right? Tainus Esther is part and parcel of Purim. Okay, now that's like a third, right? That's a third shita. That's something we haven't seen yet. Since when have we seen that Tainus Esther is actually part and parcel of like what makes Purim Purim? Right? The Rebbe just says, oh, that's Ikar HaTakana. Okay. Then we need to start answering these questions, right? Why is it that the Rambam seems very conflicted about the nature of Tainus Esther? Why is it that you're allowed to fast if it's the day, you know, it's supposed to be Megillas Tainis, and you're not allowed to fast on such a day. And number three is, why do we push it early? And I think the answer is as follows. You have two options, right? What's Tainis Esther Kineged, right? And according to the Rambam, let's start with the Rambam. So the Rambam says it's Kineged the Tainis that Esther actually fasted, right? Lech Kedoshes Kol Yehudim Mitzumu Alai Shloshes Yam. Okay, why is it that we don't do it in Bo Bizmano in Nisa? Number one, right? Why isn't it 3 days? And why are we doing it at all? If according to the Rambam, right, it's supposed to be Kenega the Tsar, and there's like no more Tsar anymore. So I think to answer that, we have to explain something about Purim, right? Part of what we do in Purim is we don't only remember what happened. In a significant way, we are reliving and reenacting the Nes. We're putting on like a play, almost. Right? By reenact the Purim story, what's one of the main ways we do it? So one of the big questions is, why do we booze ourselves out of our mind on Purim? Right? It's very weird. It's very shver. It's okay, what happened? Okay, why? So one of the explanations is, oh, because the nes happened b'yayin, right? The nes happened b'yayin because of the sudos, the mishtos yayin that Esther had with Ahasuerus. That's why we there's a mitzvah to drink. Right? Okay, it seems a little bit bizarre. So okay, great. So they had a lot of wine and they got drunk. Now we're supposed to drink adlo yada, right? So why is this whole thing about getting dressed up on Purim? You know, because Esther was really Jewish, but she didn't tell anyone she was Jewish. And then, you know, she pulled, you know, the mask off and then tricked everybody. V'chule, right? And all these tricks and deception, we do it ourselves. We're in this large part, we're reenacting the Nace. Now, what happens when you reenact the Nace? So on the one hand, in terms of Zecher Letzar, right, is there still Zecher Letzar, Bizman Azeh, for the Tzar that they felt before they defeated Haman and when Haman was still about to kill them? No, right? Because we know how it all turned out. Right? And we don't live with the scars of that Khurban anymore, because there was no Khurban. Adar, it was amazing Nitzachon. Right? But what we do, if we're reenacting, so we can be nohig to act as if, right, we still are in that Tzar. And why is it? Why would we want to do that? Because not only do we want to recreate the actual events, right? But we also want to recreate the spiritual, right? The tshuva and the spiritual advances, right? That led to that Nes, right? B'nai Yisrael were, you know, let's say we're not doing such a good job. They do tshuva, right? They lech knosas kol Yehudim v'tzumu alai shloshes yamin, right? And they do tshuva, and Esther is successful, and the whole Nes Purim happens. Right? When we're reenacting Purim, we don't only want to reenact the fact that we're really happy, right, and that we won, right? We want to also tap into what we did in order to win, right? What we gained, how we improved over that process, which was, right, we did tshuva, we did tefillah, and that led to the nitzachon. So what happens is that when we read the Megillah first also, right, we read it as if it was the letters being sent out with the Achshar Panim, B'nei HaRamachim, right? You're supposed to fold it like an Igeres. We drink to re-experience that euphoria, right? And we wear costumes. And there's two Purims. There's regular Purim and Shushan Purim, right? Also Keneged, what happened, B'shloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu, to recreate the feeling of unity between everyone. But beyond all that, we also, right, we want to recreate the tshuva and the tefillah that led to this whole nitzachon, right? So the physical and the spiritual are being integrated in this complete reenactment of the Nes and of the salvation, right? Not only the salvation in terms of you know what how we got that we did get saved, but also in how we got saved and how we earned it. Which is why, on the one hand, the Tainis has a measure of, it's Zecher to the Tzar, but it's not really Zecher to the Tzar because we're not doing it because we're trying to tap into the, you know, the feeling of guilt. There's no guilt on Tainis Esther. Adarabah, right? It's a Tainis of Simcha because it's a Yom Tefillah, but it's Yom Tefillah not coming from the guilt and the knowledge that our parents have failed and we failed and we need to improve, right? It's coming from the knowledge that we did it last time, right? It's an opportunity for tefillah. Okay, so that's one approach. That's great, right? So far, that's all awesome. The only problem is that only explains it within the idea that Tainis Esther is Keneged the Tainis that Esther passed, right? We got... Right? We said that it's we are reenacting process and tapping into also the process of the Gula and the Nes. Right? And we also want to, right, tap into that koach hatfila. Okay. Now, why do we push it early? Because it's not Puranus at all, right? Akdume Puranusa lo makdiminan, but this isn't Puranus, this is Simcha, right? Or it's not quite necessarily Simcha, but it's, right, it's an opportunity for us to really sink ourselves into the process of the geula and the tefila that led us to getting saved. Right? Okay. Why also, why are you allowed to fast before Purim, even though it's Megillah's time, yes? Right? because it's not separate from Purim, it's part of Purim, right? It's part of the Renek. Okay. What about if it's Zechar to be Mokam? Right? If it's part of, if it's Zechar to the Mochama, what exactly is the, right? What's the kench? What's the point? Why does it do it for us? Okay? So I think it's actually very, very nice, right? On Purim, I'll start with Purim and then I think we can, explain it also in contrast. Right? What do we celebrate on Purim? How do we celebrate on Purim? Right? There's another, I think I have a different, another approach to why we drink on Purim that can help us get to some different angle. Right? What was Haman trying to destroy? Right? What?
Our spirit?
No.
He wanted to kill us,
right? He was just trying to kill us as people. He was like, I hate you people. I'm going to murder all of you, right?
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very physical, very like, oh, you're, you know, like humans, you know, killing humans sort of thing, right? Our uniqueness was not in our spiritual mission, right? But in our people, right, and our humanity, right? Why did God save us? Right. So it doesn't say, oh, because we stood up and we were like, we're going to bring the fire of Judaism across the empire of Persia, right? And we're going to, you know, we're going to, I don't know, I guess there were Zoroastrians or something, right? We're going to, you know, show them the unity of God, right? We were like, oh, we did some tshuva, right? But why did God save us? Not because of some tremendously spiritually loftiness, right? Like by Hanukkah, where it's, right, we were on this sacred mission to spread monotheism and to reignite the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash v'chulei. Right? Because we're B'nai Yisrael and He loves us, right, as people. Now, how do you celebrate this sort of unfettered joy of that as A, that we were alive as people, and B, is that, right, God loves us as people. Not because we do the most, we're the most amazingly intellectually spiritual people, but because we're His people, as people, right? As physical people. So we celebrate physically, right? We have a big suda, we drink, we give food to each other, we give money to each other. Right? All of that is about emphasizing our physical survival and just the value of our physical survival, exclusive of all the other amazing things that we potentially have, right? As Jews and as Am Yisrael and as Ovdei Hashem. But the very fact that God loves us and appreciates us as people, Tishma Kein Hu, right? Without any of this extra, amazing spiritual obligation and mission, right? God loves us as people, and as people we are celebrating. We're reveling in the fact, in the value of our life as humans. And therefore, right, what do? We drink, we're physical, we enjoy just being alive. Okay, now, on the one hand, that's amazing, right? That's the coolest idea ever. Like, you can have just a religiously very meaningful experience, just like the very fact that you're alive is an amazing, it's something that, you know, we're celebrating, and we're just, that experience of life as a, even as a purely physical thing, can be something that Judaism tells you is like, I'm going to take a whole day and, you know, unravel it, right? What's the downside of that? What's it missing?
God.
So I don't say it's messing God, because we're trying to show that in that there's, right, God's already there, even with Nadi, but with Mystic Spirit, what right? Shim's saying, it's great, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, if you do that, it's very easy for them to, A, get off track and become hedonism, right? Which is very, 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 very bad. And number two is it's very easy for that, for us to say, well, yeah, but how can you, you know, how can you be a Jew without emphasizing the spiritual, right? I mean, that's our sine qua non, that's our raison d'etre, that's like, that's why we're here, that's what makes us amazing, right? So on the one hand, we want to celebrate the very fact, the physical salvation and the God, God's love for us as physical people and our finding God, right, in just physical existence without it only being dependent on spirituality. On the other hand, how can you can't have that in a vacuum, right? You can't have that without God. So what you need to do is you have a day of fasting, of davening, not out of sadness, but out of appreciation, because you need to psych yourself up spiritually, right? You need to be on this spiritual high from Tammuz Esther, which is, says Rashi, that's the day of the Mulchama, that's the day of the Ikar Nes, right? It's not that, oh, it's you know, something separate. That's Yom Kihila Lakol. That's why we do Tammuz Esther on it, right? It's the buildup. It's the it's sort of the spiritual and the physical, right, are always dependent on each other. So in the Rambam's reenactment, they're being combined, right? They're blended together, they're mixed. Right? You do Mikra Megillah and you have a Suda and you drink wine. You right, there's the two of them. You have time to Esther, right? Which is reminding us Zecher to the Tzom, which is a tzar, but it's also a simcha because we know how it turns out. But I think for the Sheoltos and for the Ram, it's Dafka and Purim, we want to separate them. We want to, obviously they're always connected. You can't really separate them, but we want to have them sort of being held in tension against each other, in contrast, so that you can have the two of them, but appreciate them each independently. So what we do is we have, right, the physical celebration, right, and appreciation of like the significance and importance of life, of just even physical life as something godly, right? Saying that still connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Am Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, B'nei B'chori Yisrael, right? That's Purim. Right? On the other hand, right, you also want the spiritual celebration, because we are, after all, spiritual beings. Right? And that kind of sets. Okay? And it's zecher to the milchama, because right, that's when the nes, yeah, at the end of the day, the makir, the patish, at the end, right, is what we need to celebrate, right? We want to celebrate that God saved us. It's not just commemorating what happened, right, in the whole process. This is actually the celebration. Why are we celebrating with a fast? No, we're celebrating with Tainus and the Tzom, right? And that allows us also to continue into the physical celebration, where we appreciate that how, right, the even on the most basic level, we're connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as Am Yisrael, right? Which is why Haman wants to destroy us as a physical people, right? Am Echad Mefuzar Mefurad Ben Amim. You know, he wants to kill us because even if we're not necessarily doing our job, which is why God originally was going to let him, right? We were spiritually not doing very well, right? Nonetheless, he doesn't care. He just wants to kill us because we're Am Yisrael, right? And God saves us because we're Am Yisrael. And on Purim, we're celebrating the fact that as people, as humans, we are Am Yisrael, right? But in order to do that, we first, right, need to A, be makir tov, and B, celebrate, and D, just sort of take advantage of the opportunity to have this spiritual day of tefillah and of reflection, which is Tainus Esther, right? And as a final note, it's not only that you want to have them separate, but it's defining. When you have a day of Tainus and of Tzom and of tefillah before you have this day of of this physical hoda, it also categorizes it as something that's not only physical, right? The physical is a way of expressing the spiritual as well, right? It shows that you as a human being are a spiritual being. You spent this day fasting, right? And now you can then delve into the physical, and for it to be something that's deeply meaningful and deeply spiritual as well. Right? So it's not only that the two, you want to emphasize the difference between the two and the importance of each one, but by doing the Tainus first, which is also why Tainus Esther always has to come before, it can never come after. Right? Normally a fast day gets pushed off both later. You can't have that by Tainus Esther because it has to come before Purim. It has to set the tone for your Mishloach Manos and your Adlo Yada and your Sukkah. Okay, Shabbat. Questions, comments, objections?